Welcome to the Intentional Living Center studios today, along with Jennifer and Stephen and myself. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We love you guys. We got something really cool going on here this half hour. Hope you'll stay with us. If you're the kind of person who says, while I'm making a living, I want to make sure I'm making a life, we're going to give you some help today. We got some couple great stories, and we're going to open up the phone lines to you in just a moment as well. We're live here in our Intentional Living Center studios. And we at Intentional Living, we want to help you make that life that God intends for you while you're trying to make a living and carry on today. As we put it, to experience life as God intended. And we'd love to hear your story of how you are doing that in the midst of all the activities of paying the bills and raising a family. What have you been doing that's really focused on why you're here and your purpose in life? Love to hear your story. 888-888-1717. Let me give you a couple football stories, okay? A couple guys who played football. One you may know, Jason Brown. He played for Baltimore and also the St. Louis Rams during the about a six-year period in 05 to 2011. But it says that he really had a calling, so he walked away at 29 years old from football to become a farmer in North Carolina. He's a believer. He's a Christian. He loves the Lord. And he's built a 1,000-acre farm called First Fruits Farm, where he grows and all sorts of produce, sweet potatoes and cucumber, sounds good. And then he donates the crops to local pantries. He's given away over 500,000 pounds of sweet potatoes, 50,000 pounds of cucumbers, and apparently he learned how to be a farmer on YouTube. Good for him. I love the name of his barn. It's called Amazing Graze, right? Barn on his First Fruits Farm. And he's a follower of Christ. And while he was making a good living playing professional football, his heart was to say, hey, I want to do something more and bigger, better, farm my, than moving a ball down the field or stopping the other team from moving the ball down the field. Now, that's not your story. But wherever you are today, are you just making a living? Or are you living your life the way God intended? Are you making a life? Maybe in the midst of your activity, you're using your skills and your talents to reach people for Christ. Maybe whatever it is you're doing, you're also able to teach Sunday school or reach kids in your neighborhood. I don't know. What is it? Tell a story to encourage someone who's feeling like, you know what? I'm just getting tired of just making a living. Really like to make more of a life. Tell us your story. Phone lines open. 888-888-1717 is the number. I got a second story here of a young man who played in the NFL for about three seasons. He played for the Baltimore Ravens. Big guy, defensive player. He made $600,000 a year. So over a period of 3 years, that make $1.8 million. The interesting thing is when he went into football, when he went into join professional football, he also applied to get a PhD in mathematics. You don't think of that as your average defensive player in the NFL, right? And over those 3 years, he got a PhD. And currently, he's an associate professor at MIT. So while he was making a living, he was making a life. Now, I don't know anything about his faith. I know he was in a Jesuit school when he grew up. He said it influenced his life, his values, and things he wanted to do. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, if I made $600,000 a year or more, you know, I could make a life too. But there's more to that last story I want to get to in a moment. So I'd love to have you join in. What have you been doing in terms of your own life? What is an intentional act that you have made in your life, your business, your family to say, hey, while we're busy just paying the bills, this is something we're doing. This is something I'm doing to really fulfill what God's intention is for my life. Give me a call. Let's talk. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt, and I appreciate you all doing that. When you join in, you're making a difference. You're impacting lives. People are coming to Christ. We're helping people experience life the way God intended, and you're a part of the journey with us, and your dollar a day and support, $30 a month, is a big, huge help, and we thank you for it. I really do, and you're helping us get content out online, through podcast, digitally, through radio, and all the things we're doing, in print, and all that because of your faithful support. Come and join us. Be a part of something that is making a difference. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, more to this story here. Jason Brown, he was an offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens for 3 years, played in the NFL, made a lot of money, $600,000 is a lot of money. Of course, it's peanuts compared to what some of these guys are making. What did I hear? Mahomes was making like $400 million or something. I don't know. I can't even pay off the national debt part of it. Anyway, over 3 years, Jason Brown made about $1.8 million, apparently. Now you're thinking, well, if I did that, I could go to MIT too and get a degree. Here's the cool thing. While he was doing this, Jason Brown lived on 4% of what he made. He lived on $25,000 a year. $25,000 a year. He drove a $9,000 Nissan. And I don't know, he probably was single. I guess if he's spending $25,000, that's probably going to remain single. I don't know. But seriously, he made a statement. He said, it's not because I'm frugal. You know, I'm trying to save for some big purchase. He wasn't saying I'm saving up to build a big house or get a yacht or a big car. Listen, this is a really profound statement. He said it's because the things I love the most in this world, and for him, it's reading, doing research, and playing chess. Didn't sound very exciting, but that's his thing, right? That's his thing. He said are very, very inexpensive. Here's a point. You and I, if we want to live intentionally, we got to give more time and attention to what you love most. What, in this case, what God has placed in your heart, your family, your service, your faith, your health, whatever it is, the things that God has placed in your heart, the desires of your heart, right? And less time and attention on the things that mean less. And he went on to get that degree, and now he's a professor at MIT. There's some things we can learn. The lines are busy. I'm going to get to the calls in a moment. But one of the things that we learned from these characters is they didn't allow the allure of the present to divert them from the joy of a good future. And in the case of John Urschel, he had a goal and a passion for a future self that drove his plans and priorities for today. He was willing to sacrifice today for a purpose that was bigger tomorrow. Listen, let me make an application, then we're going to get to the calls. If you want to have a great marriage, 50 years from now, if you're just married, you got to sacrifice today the things that are going to help you get there. Other people, other relationships, selfishness, so on. If you want to retire and have funds at some point, you got to sacrifice certain things today. And so when we allow the allure of today, and boy, we see a lot of this in Scripture, how sin is, it's sort of like Velcro, it catches on and collects. So if you and I want to have and grow and experience life the way God intended, we got to live every day the way God intended. That's really what it is. All right, let's go. Calls are on the line, 888-888-1717. Dave, welcome from Arizona. How are you today?
I am well, Dr. Andy. Thank you.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about this, making a life while you're trying to make a living deal?
So true that it's possible to do, and in kind of agreement with what you were saying about the Jason, the gentleman who lived modestly, I can relate to that, and never made a lot of money, but we always had enough because of my wife's and my agreement to live within our means, and had more than enough by doing that, and we're blessed with things we're able to do with our children, and any position that I had, worked overseas for a while in a nonprofit, and just, it was always a platform. It was fun, but it was about, hey, I'm here for the Lord. And so it just made life rich, yeah. Whatever we were doing. And so that was true in the work world. And now I'm retired for a few years and enjoying that as an opportunity to have even more time to volunteer and just enjoy the Lord and doing what he would call us to do. And this makes you think of that verse where I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in the truth, and that John wrote about, not just like I think about certainly with my physical kids, but spiritual kids too, just like people that the Lord allows you to have a part in their lives. It is a joy.
Yes, it is. And learning to say, listen, there's bigger things that are more important than some of the things that we put an emphasis on. And just like, this football player said, the things that I really love aren't expensive. And that's true. The things that really matter aren't expensive. Loving people, caring for people, and doing the next right one thing. All right. Thank you, Dave. Let me go to Rita in Arizona as well. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Dr. Carlson, I am fantastic.
Terrific. Tell us your story about making a life while making a living.
Well, I own a hair salon in Tempe, Arizona, and it's called Hair Art by Rita. And probably about 25 years ago, one of my clients suggested that I dedicate the salon to God, and he'll own it, and I'll run it. And so I love the idea. I said, let's do it. So that day, we anointed the salon, gave it to God, and he's been in charge, and I've been the keeper of the salon now for, I'm almost ready to retire, actually. But so my clients come in, and the first thing we do is we pray. We pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us in our conversation, so that if there's any needs that need to be met, the Lord will tell us what they need. It avoids gossip, which can be a big thing in a hair salon.
Yes.
However, sharing stories, I think, is really how we share with each other and grow and learn.
I love the Lord. I bet the fact that you said, listen, this is God's salon and I'm going to just run it, took a lot of pressure off your back, didn't it? The stress of...
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It changed everything. I never, ever was concerned about how the day would be.
Yeah.
If the day was less people, I would spend more time in prayer.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Rita. By the way, we're scheduled to talk about marriage today, if you heard the promos and things, and we'll maybe get to that a little bit later in the show and then record a show later on marriage. But I was reading about these players and their life, and it made me think about, man, these are guys, you think about, if I could just do this, or if I could just make that, or if I, missing the point that you got guys like you know, this football player who says, you know, I want to spend 3 years and then I want to go teach math at MIT. That's what I want to do in my life. That's where I'm going to find joy and pleasure. And then you see Jason Brown who says, hey, I played football, but now I want to be a farmer and give away the food and help people. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? This is life as God intended. It starts in our home. We're not just talking about money, by the way. Money is a medium of exchange that helps us do things, but it's our life and how we choose to live our life. That's the power. All right, Amber in Florida, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead. What's how are you making a life out of a living?
So I had called you a little over a year ago in February in 2024, and I was asking the question about how I manage work, and I really wanted to do art and how I could squeeze it all into the time of day. And you just advised me at the time just to take it, to do one small thing each day. And I started doing that. I started doing, instead of feeling like it's a daunting project I have to take on, I started doing a little of my watercolor paintings each day. And I started posting to social media, and I would post mountain scenes, water scenes, and birds and flowers with Bible verses. And I just got this overwhelming support from my colleagues, from my family and my friends, people reaching out to me, telling me how they would, and I would do like time-lapse watercolor videos so they could see the beginning and end of the painting process and with music, and how they would just watch my paintings and read the verses I attached with it to bring them to God's word, and how it would just really give them peace when they were having a really stressful day. And it really brought me a lot of joy. And I just wanted to call and kind of give you an update on that. And thank you for the encouragement you gave me to do that. And
so it works.
What a blessing it's been.
One thing works,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And it's those little small things add up to big things that make huge impacts in people's life, not just my own, but in other people's lives. And there's just no words that can express how much joy it's brought.
That's fantastic. So can people see your art online? Do you have an address people can go see what you're doing?
Yeah, on Facebook, it's Loa. It's LOAH for Light on a Hill.
All right. Well, cool. I hope a lot of our listeners will stop by. Go ahead.
And that was another thing. I was trying to reflect. I'm like, okay, what can I, how can I put this out where other people can see it? You know, God, what should I name this so it ties to what you want to do? And there, a Bible verse came on the radio that said, be a light, be a light to others. And I was reflecting on that Bible verse of a light on a hill cannot be hidden. And so that's where Loa came from. And it's just been really awesome.
Loa, light on a hill. Boy, that works, doesn't it? That's fantastic, yeah. Amber. And why do you think, since we're talking about one thing, why do you think that worked? The power of one thing. Why do you think that worked for you?
When I called last February, I started out strong, and then I just went to pieces because I felt like it was something that was really, God was really calling me to do, but I didn't know how to tackle it. You were talking about how I was like on the edge of a cliff looking out into this kind of like a foggy area, and I didn't know where it was going, and I just had to have a lot of faith to go into it. And by doing one small thing, it helped me build on it. I would just do a little bit each day where I'm not having to think, okay, I got to, you know, set aside 4 hours to do this massive project between work and family and everything else that happens every day. It just made it, just baby steps or bite-sized pieces. And over time, I got more efficient with my work, and I could figure out that, okay, I can have this layer dry, and then I can do the next layer tomorrow, and I didn't feel rushed. I could just take my time and have peace with it. And it made it an enjoyable experience having to do one small thing rather than the way I felt like I had to do it. So it really worked for me.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for your call from Florida, and God bless you and your outreach. You're helping people. You're encouraging people. You're an extension in many ways of what we're doing here. You're intentional living with what you're doing. It's an example to people there and around the country from the people you influence. So keep it up.
Thank you so much, Dr. Randy. I appreciate you and your radio and everything that you do. I listen to you every day.
Thank you so much, Amber. That's why we're here. Hey, listen, that's why your support makes a difference. Quick break, right? Let's be right back. I got another call we'll get to. If you want to join us, we're just about out of time, but 888-888-1717 is the number. You know what this means? This means a negative reversing force. Disappointed, discouraged, disillusioned. And I looked at some other words. You think of disability, right? It's the negative force against ability. Disbelief, it's the negative force against belief. Discontent, a negative force against being content. Or I dislike, a negative force against liking. And I thought about this in terms of, if we're feeling disappointed today or discouraged or disillusioned, what do those words really say to us? Hey, listen, if you're discouraged, if you're struggling with discouragement at all, or you're understanding the power that the self-talk, the things we tell ourselves, what God's intention is for our life gets set aside because of all the things that we tell ourselves, the lesson that's up online this month made available through our members is available to you. You can listen to it every month. We put up our featured lesson at our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Got a lot of helpful resources there for you. We've got one goal. If you're a new listener, you're spinning the dial, listen to podcast, it comes down to about six words: to experience life as God intended. And here's the truth. If we know that God is good, he gives us a hope and a future. He loves you. He's your daddy if you're a follower of Christ. He's a good daddy, and he's got a hope and a future for you. Might be different than your neighbors. That's okay. But he loves you, cares for you, and it's good. But here's the point. If you want to experience life as God intended, you got to live life as God intended. It just don't happen automatically, right? In any situation. And so that's not a bunch of do's and don'ts. It's a bunch of freedom points that we get from Scripture. The ultimate declutter book, as I write about in my new book that just came out on declutter your life. And that is, you can be decluttered. And the Bible gives us, how do we declutter our lives to focus on making a life instead of just a living? That's what we're talking about. All right. Let's get back to the calls. Eric is on the line. Eric, you sound like you're in a wind Hello. Tunnel there, my friend. I can't hear you very well.
I'm driving past the...
Oh, all right. I think we're having a little... go right ahead. Let's see if we can hear you. All right. I think we have a problem with Eric. He's on the highway and doing something. You know, if you just joined us, here at Intentional Living, we have one focus, one intention, and that's to help you live intentionally in Christ. When you join us in prayer and support, you can be a part of the ministry as you're praying for us. All you have to do to find out more about the ministry is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right? And when you do, your support's going to make a big difference to the ministry. All right? We appreciate it. By the way, when you are supporting the ministry, you're not only helping us keep the radio show on the air, but you're making a difference through our podcast ministry, which, of course, goes out around the world through the resources that we create every day and goes up online every month. That makes a huge difference in the lives of people, and we thank you for it. All right, just a couple of closing thoughts today. You know, we talked about these two superstar football players who said, hey, I want to do more with my life while making a living than just make a living. Here's a couple things that we can learn. these guys didn't allow the allure of the present to divert them from the joy of a better future. Right? It's so easy for us to get focused only on what's in front of us right now. A troubled marriage, financial difficulty, loss of a job, pain in your life, whatever it is. And it's easy to get diverted from the joy and the blessing that God has for you in the future. Now, we can't live in the future. We have to live today because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow for sure. We're not trying to control the future. We're simply saying, I know when I live intentionally today, that's going to make a difference tomorrow. Secondly, these guys didn't allow the goal and the passion for the future self to drive, well, not to drive what their plans are for today. They had a goal and a passion to do something more with their life, and it impacted the plans that they had. They were driven by a purpose and not passion. Now, passion's important. It's a fuel that can drive us. But when we allow the purpose that God's placed in our life, it can change our life forever. And also, what matters most will always cost the least when it comes to the things in your life and mine. Now, we were talking about John Urschel, the football player, who went to MIT and got a PhD and now a professor. I'm not sure about his personal life or his faith. But he said things that I think impacted his life. For those of us who are followers of Christ today, the things that we can learn from the lives of these people and the people who have called today to realize that we have the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. For those of us who are followers of Christ today, I would challenge us to ask the question and answer the question. Am I just getting by? Am I just making a living? Or am I really seeking intentionally to discover God's intention for my life? Boy, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on that. Okay, I tell you what, we got to wrap up the show. I thought about this coming into the studio today, and that's why we talked about it. Now, we scheduled to talk about marriage. So I tell you what, we're going to do that right now. As we go off the air, we're going to open up the phone lines. I'd love to hear one thing that you're doing to be intentional to make your marriage what God intends for it to be, or one thing your spouse is doing in your marriage. We're going to record these, and it will air next Monday, okay? So give us a call, 888-888-1717. Thank you, Jennifer and Stephen and all of our host of staff who are on the phones, blessing folks all around the country. And for our radio station managers and owners around the country, for Family Life, Intentional Life Media, and Family Life Radio that we're a part of every day. So God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you tomorrow with more Intentional Living.